Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm joined by best-selling author and body alignment expert, trainer, speaker, Lauren Roxburgh, to talk about her new book, The Power Source. Ooh, it's a good one. And how you can really release the power from your pelvic floor. This is for men and for women. Topics include why being tight can actually be a bad thing and ways to loosen up for better sex. What the heck is fascia and why is it so important that we know what it is and how to keep it healthy? How to breathe into your body in a way that connects your mind, body, and soul to feel even more pleasure, and we do an exercise with you. And how everything is connected to your pelvic floor, which is why I talk about it so much, for men, for women, for all of you. And knowing this information, how connected everything is, I really think this show is going to change the way you think about it and change your life. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com. All the awesome posts and blogs and things we have there to help you have better sex. Catch me Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific on SiriusXM. It stars channel 109. God, I love doing the show. You guys should check it out. You can get a free 30-day trial at sexwithemily.com/SXM. As always, we are everywhere at Sex with Emily on all the social media across the board. And I hope you guys love this interview with Lauren. She's an amazing woman, and I really think she is changing lives, changing sex lives, And we're doing a giveaway, which is pretty generous and amazing. And after you listen, you're going to want to enter for sure. So check this out. Go to Instagram, follow Sex with Emily, find the Power Source post, like it, tag a friend who could use this, and then follow at Lo Roxburgh. That's LoRoxBurgh. We're giving away a few books and her kits that she makes. They literally open up your entire pelvic floor. They change the way you move in the world. I'm just telling you that. Wait to hear more. You're going to love the show. Lauren Roxburgh, we met at a party. And all of our friends were like, how do you two not know each other? I don't understand. Then I read her book, The Power Source. We had the chance to meet. And you have to hear about Lauren. She believes the pelvic floor is the foundation of mental and physical health and impacts everything from our daily body mechanics to our nervous system. She's a celebrity body worker, trainer, author, known as the Body Whisperer and go-to expert in all things fascia. We're going to get into fascia and why we don't know about it and why you should. Alignment, movement, foam rolling. And essentially, her book is called The Power Source, The Hidden Key to Ignite Your Core, Empower Your Body, Release Stress, and Realign Your Life. And this book is coming out just in a few days. It's coming out May 14th. And I'm telling you, very rarely do we have a book like someone coming in and we've all read it in the office. I'm sitting around four women and they're like, oh my God, why doesn't everyone know this? How did she know this? Everyone has so many questions because it's truly about, you guys know that I'm all about, you know, we talk a lot about how women are so disconnected from our bodies and how it really is the power source of what's happening. But yet we all want to have great sex and sensuality. But there's a lot of things blocking us from that. And I believe that Lauren has discovered many of the ways to unleash what is blocked within us to have a healthier life overall. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh, that was amazing. Literally, I am so in awe and so grateful to be here. And this is such an honor. And I'm so excited to share this. And it makes me so happy that everyone here has read the book.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Like, is I so came powerful.
Right?
I love it.
We did a session at my house and I didn't really know what it was going to be. You're like, wear workout clothes. And I was like, okay. And then we went through a session and then I came and we're going to go back to that. And I was like, you don't understand. Like, I couldn't even really explain it to Jamie.
Yeah.
But I was like, it was just, I feel better. And she does these things. And you guys, when you get to it, because it was a few months ago and now they've all read it and we're all caught up.
Oh my gosh.
So let's talk about your journey to figure out the power source and what you do, your whole story.
Oh, I love it. Okay. So when I was 16 years old, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. And that put me on a path to basically go with her to the doctor, to Stanford University, and get her treatments. And she was getting chemo every week, which was like crazy for a whole day, just putting poison in your body. And I kept asking the doctors, like, so where does cancer come from? What is this all about? And they kept saying, well, you know, it's genetics and it's environmental. And then we don't really know. Because we didn't have cancer in our family. It wasn't genetic anyway. So I knew there was something more in my gut, in my instinct. I knew there was something more to learn. And so I decided to put myself on a path at a very young age to learn about holistic health and healing. And my mom always read Deepak Chopra and all of those amazing, like Wayne Dyer and, you know, Marianne Williamson and all the, you know, empowerment self-help books, essentially. And that kind of put me on the journey to really studying the body, mind, spirit, and heart. So we looked at my mom's life and, you know, my father had just left her. They were getting divorced and, you know, she was heartbroken. So she had a lot of resentment and she was a victim and she was holding a lot of that in her heart area, which is breast cancer in many ways. And many we're finding out this more and more now in this day and age that many diseases are from emotional imbalances. I mean, some people would say between 95% and 99% of them are.
I believe that.
Because it weakens the immune system. When the immune system is weakened, that's when disease takes over the body.
Right. And if we are stressed and we don't have to process emotions.
And our body can't heal if we're stressed. If we're in fight or flight all the time, we're constantly just trying to survive rather than thrive. So I was lucky enough at that age to, and my mother did live another 16 years. So we were able to have that time together and she saw me like grow and learn and, you know, explore all of these different modalities. And I was a competitive athlete. I was an All-American swimmer. I played water polo at UC Santa Barbara. I was very like pushing through, making it happen, a lot about force. And then I realized in my 20s, as I studied different modalities like Reiki, Thai yoga massage, Pilates, started looking at the mind-body connection. And then I discovered something called structural integration, which is all about fascia. And that was the system that just like turned my life around completely. And it turns out that structural integration is developed by a woman named Ida Rolf. And Ida Rolf was a rocket scientist in the 1960s, and she studied how the human body related to gravity. And in her studies, she discovered fascia. And it wasn't until 2007 that the medical community actually said, oh my gosh, wait, fascia is actually something. We're not going to do dissections anymore and throw away the fascia, the connective tissue, while we're, you know, dissecting cadavers. So you
can just throw it away. They just like threw it away.
They would throw it away. And now we're realizing that this is like this incredible like second skin. It's our sensory organ. It's where we feel everything. It's where our nerves lay. It's where our lymph nodes are. It's such a powerful part of the body that was disregarded until basically 2007.
Wow.
But in the holistic world, since the 60s, it's been a real big thing. In the healing world, osteopathy, you know, many different modalities. I mean, even massage,
right,
you know, deals with fascia, connective tissue. And so for me, when I discovered that work and started doing that work, it was a 2-year program. I was actually in a really unhealthy marriage. And my mom was actually very sick again for the second time. So I was able, when I went through this program, it was a 2-year program to learn structural integration. I was able to basically go through my own perfect storm to come out on the other side to be able to teach this stuff. We can't teach something unless we embody it.
Exactly.
Right? We have to practice what we preach.
Oh my gosh. Exactly. That's why I say you're never really done in some ways, but you have to do the work and you've been through it.
So yeah.
Right? So you going, that was the pivotal time. So that 2 years you had to break down before you could, I always say,
break down,
like
that's
falling,
perfect way to explain
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we're falling, I often feel like when we're falling apart, it really means we're falling together. I remember a therapist told me that once. I was like, I'm falling apart. She's like, it just means you're falling together. And I was like, oh yes, you know, but it's
right?
True. You got to dismantle something to put it back. And what you talk about your book, I mean, your story is just so powerful. And I think we all relate to it. I think any woman who reads this could feel a part of themselves in you, because we all have this striving masculine energy that's like pushing, forcing, trying to be a swimmer. I was a marathon runner.
Oh my gosh.
I was going, achieving, doing, and my body hurt my knee, like all the compression and the contracting and the, and so you learn through structural integration is that you were sort of tightened in all these, your pelvic floor.
Yeah. And also, so pelvic floor is one side of it. You have the cranial sacral connection, the pelvic floor to the head, essentially, or the jaw to the pelvic floor. It's this crazy connection between those two points in the body, because that's where the nervous system lies. And that's where your spinal cord is, and your cerebral spinal fluid, which is in, you know, goes up and down your spine. That basically is what regulates all of our hormones, all of our glands. It regulates how we respond to stress. It regulates how we digest. It regulates how we sleep. I mean, all of those things are affected by that system. And it's basically another almost lymphatic system within the spinal cord. And so if that is blocked or constantly like on that adrenal fatigue, push, 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 go, 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 force, 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 your body never has the opportunity to rest, digest, heal, and rejuvenate. And many people in our society, in the Western society, are living that way. And so it's nearly impossible to have good sex if you're constantly in your head.
Okay, so that's one of the biggest questions I get, and the top questions I get asked.
Yes.
How do I get out of my head and into my body? Or I have pain during sex, or I never have orgasms during sex, or, you know, all the things. It's amazing to me, and most women don't even want to take a look at their vaginas, their vulvas. It's like a part of their body that they're very confused by, and they expect, well, I should just be ready for action when my partner is, but then they don't know why it doesn't work.
It's all or nothing, right? It's either we don't have one,
right,
or it's porn.
Right.
So now there's this, all of this in between area where we could be exploring and experimenting and feeling more. I mean, like, what I think my whole message really is about feeling again. And feeling is about being and connecting and, you know, sensuality. And within the fascial system, like I was saying earlier, it is the sensory organ. So if we can just drop it down, feel our bodies again, feel the messages it has for us, like the butterflies in your stomach, or when the weight of the world comes on your shoulders, or when that takes your breath away, when something takes your breath away, or when you feel that sensation of resentment or fear, it, all of those things are healthy. It's just a matter of them getting stuck in the system. And if they get stuck is when it stops and contracts us and builds this armor that we wear. Our fascia turns into armor, thick, hard, dense, like literally can make you fatter, can make you weight, you know, have more weight on your body, can slow down your metabolism, makes it harder to breathe deeper if your fascia is really glued and dense and thick.
I just took
and
a
tight.
Deep breath when you said that. I mean, breath is huge. Yeah.
It's so massive.
I mean, so this starts to happen at a young age even, right? It could happen like if you have trauma. Like I've been going through this trauma therapy. Time. Like I've had stuff and this is just like a personal thing that's happened. But I was, you know, parents got divorced. It was traumatic, you know, bad stepdad. And then my dad died. I was 19. So I've been in therapy for all these things. And things get... And I know this, like I've lived a lot in fight or flight mode. I've lived a lot in that place where, and I've done grounding work and yoga and meditation, but it still feels like, you know, not enough.
Yeah.
And I think that people can relate in a bigger, small scale to having stuff that's happened in our lives. We just don't know how to deal with it. So it's resentment in the moment to in the moment learning, but then the old shit that's still stored.
Yeah. So all that is awareness and then changing the perception and the perspective and reframing it as opposed to going, why did that happen to me?
Right. Enough with the talking about it,
yes,
right?
Yes. And go, you know what? That is part of me and it's why I am who I am. So instead of fighting it and pushing it away, integrating it into acceptance that no one is perfect, that we are all going through this, I like to call it Earth School. That's Carolyn Mace. Carolyn Mace, who I'm obsessed with.
Me too. Okay, back up for a second. Yeah, I mentioned her fell off the book. She was one of my first. I had all her cassette tapes.
Of course, Emily. I love it.
She was one of the first Anatomy of the Spirit.
Yes.
I would listen to them on repeat because it was so, but I didn't even get it. We're talking like the 90s, but it totally spoke to me. She was one of the first.
Me too.
And I'd forgotten about it because I hadn't listened in a while, but.
Yeah.
It's I didn't understand energy then. And I didn't I think a lot of people to them, it's like, huh, what? Mm-hmm. I don't really get it. So
I just taught a class over the weekend at the Blackberry Mountain with Goop. And I did a class and there were men and women in the class. And we did a little pretest to see their hamstring flexibility. I mean, it comes down to these things too, because every man is so tight, tight in their hamstrings, so tight in their pelvic floor. It's very, you know, it's a lot about control. I mean, that's what it is, right? It's squeezing, clutching, white knuckling, pushing our way through life. And so that bearing down and that contracting energy is okay as long as you have the opposite to balance it out. It's that yin and the yang. You need to have the being with the doing. You need to have the expansion with the contraction. Like expansion, I think, is what our society is really missing. So I was teaching the class and these men, there was probably about 5 men in the class and they could not believe after we did the pelvic floor work by sitting on the ball and opening up the rotations and the hamstrings and the hips and rolling the sides of the hips and the lower back and the pelvis and the belly rolling is like phenomenal. Calms the nervous system down. It's out of control. Amazing. And they all could go way further than touching their toes. They were like blown away. And like the thing that I love about this work is it's literally instantaneous. Like feel it.
We're going to give some away too. So if you get excited, absolutely. You can check that. We'll give you information after. But she has something called the Aligned Tribe. Mm-hmm. And I got to log into her site. And I was like, I'm going to Mexico by myself, Lauren. And I'm just going to get into my body. I remember Michelle was over helping me pack. And I'm like, I'm going to bring all her. She's a foam roller. The dome, the half dome, what's it called?
The aligned dome.
The aligned dome.
The body sphere is body the squishy sphere. Ball. That's the one you use for the belly. You can really massage the organs and the pelvic floor. So
it's like
out of this world.
It is out of this world release. Like I am looking for, I've tried everything and I've had the lower back problem for about a year now. And it's like a slipped disc and it's probably just from years of maybe, who knows, not being aligned, clutching my pelvic floor. Yeah. It could be trauma. That's why I brought the emotions in my body. It could be the way I was walking. It could be a million, and it probably
or it's all
the
of the above. Yeah, it's all
literally
of the above.
All the above. Mm-hmm. It's trauma. It's emotions from childhood. It's because I was in spinning class, probably not holding my body correctly.
Yes.
I've always favorited my left over my right. There's a lot of things, and I've been trying to go. I've gone to a pelvic floor physical therapist. I've gone to regular physical therapy. I've gone to Pilates, and then we met. She brings me. I took that stuff to Mexico. I took the 3 things to Mexico. Like, I'm like, I'll bring less dresses and more of Lauren's stuff in my suitcase. And I'm telling you, so I got there. The first thing I did, I unpacked and I was like, okay, I had the worst because I flew to Mexico and then my back. Like,
flying is really hard on
and
the
I
human
felt
body.
Yeah, it was so bad. But I even felt worse because, like, you know, before you go on vacation and then you're like, I'm trying to get everything done. So I felt like double stress.
Totally.
And so I fired up your website. I got the login. I like had the ball and I rolled on it and I did it for like an hour and I watched you and you're just so relaxing. I think I took notes because you said something that blew me away because I'm really into massage when they kick my, like I want them to be like shiatsu, all my pressure points really hard. And what you said was it's doing this kind of work is almost more effective than getting massage because we're active rather than being passive.
Yeah, because you get the neuromuscular connections to repattern. That's massive.
I was like, oh my God, this does feel like, and if you guys all know, I have my favorite masseuse in Mexico, so that was a big part of my trip. But I was like, this feels, this, I felt, I got up, I did the roller, I did the ball, and I was like, oh, it was instantaneous.
Yeah, you really feel it right then.
It was amazing
there.
To me. I was like, oh, and then I had your face there, like you're with me.
Oh, I love it.
I know. It was amazing. And so that was my experience in using the exercises in Mexico. But let's back up to like how you learn this working with others. Like you came to my house and you had two sessions.
Yes.
But I wouldn't even know how to explain what you did. My back felt better after. And you did a fascia adjustment. You watched me walk. Let's explain that process.
Yes. Okay, so basically what it comes down to, I always say, align your body, align your life. So essentially the human structure, because we're covered in fascia and it also wraps around each individual muscle, we basically have like this scaffolding that holds us up, and it has a memory in a way. So it sort of remembers these postures and the way we sit in our car and lean to one side and like, yeah, exactly. As
everyone's
we all move around.
Yeah.
So the fascia, and then if you go to sleep at night and you don't stretch that out, it's like you're going to even memorize it even more when you're sleeping. And then if you don't get up in the morning and stretch and expand and free that stuff up, then the emotions get lodged in the fascia. But then you're also going to, your tissue is going to remember and just keep patterning you. You know, you see someone that's like 90 years old or 80 years old walking down the street and they have that hunchback. That is actually fascia that's become thick, dense and plasticized, and it's totally preventable.
Wow.
Because fascia is so incredibly malleable and so responsive that all it really needs is, it needs breath work, it needs breath, it needs movement, it needs space, it needs hydration. So fascia, basically the way we keep it healthy and supple and youthful is, and rejuvenated, is through compression, and that wrings out the tissue. So that's why when you get on a roller or you stretch or you breathe, you're creating that elasticity. So you're stretching it when you breathe or doing any kind of fascial stretches. But the thing that happens in traditional movement like yoga or, you know, a lot of the workouts out there is you're doing a lot of the same patterns over and over again. So you're not going into these spaces like the pelvic floor where the muscles attach to the joints. So my new tools and the book really talks about going in and clearing the cobwebs where the muscles attach to the joints. And that's why like the spiky dome is so great, because you can flush your lymph system.
I love the spiky dome.
It's like immediately like laying, I know.
You guys, the spiky dome is so
cool. It's like out of this world too. It's like, yeah.
Because then I got sick in Mexico, not because of your stuff. And I literally would just lay on it in bed because you said I could do that. And
absolutely.
It just releases. It's like acupuncture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that, okay, so that brings up another point that's super important to talk about. And I kind of mentioned it earlier, but is the nervous system. So the nervous system, I feel like people kind of are like, what is that? I don't know what that is. So I love to explain this in my teaching because it really just like clicks for people. So essentially there's two states of the nervous system. There's the sympathetic state, which is the doing state, you know, getting it done, forcing it, making it happen. Essentially it's the fight or flight state. Mm-hmm. Like I'm going to run away. Okay. I'm going to, you know, fight for life. But many people are living in that state because that's the way that our DNA is sort of designed to react and respond when we feel stress. And so the other state is the parasympathetic state. And that's the state of rest, digest, rejuvenate, heal. And that's where our body can actually slow down and be calm. And so our systems are, the aging happens in fight or flight. So we want to be in rest and digest. So we want to be in the parasympathetic state.
More than the other state.
Yes. So by doing anything with the fascial system, you're going to bring your body into the parasympathetic state. So whether it's rolling, you know, using the dome, using the body sphere. But what I actually love about the body sphere, which goes with the Power Source book, is you can actually self-massage the belly, the organs, which is like where the vagus nerve is. So the vagus nerve connects from the belly to the brain. And as soon as you roll that area or massage that area, it drops you into the calm state without even trying. You don't have to do anything.
Exactly,
you just get to be.
What I did the rolling. You said, Emily, just try this. And you showed me. I rolled on the ball when I got there. And I instantly, you feel a release. So it's like, that's
it releases the lower back, that belly rolling.
Yes.
It completely aligns the pelvis. It takes that stress out of the belly. Because people, I mean, a gut stuff, by the way, is a massive thing right now in the younger generation.
Yeah.
There's a lot of autoimmune stuff stuff.
Yeah.
And so
the gut's like the second brain. Like everyone's how do we have all these body parts that people are just now?
I know.
It's like kale, right? Kale's been around forever. And then all of a sudden, like everyone's into kale.
Exactly.
But now it's like our gut and fascia.
Yeah.
Like, So what's going on?
Well, okay, so and then bringing back to the pelvic floor.
Yeah.
The gut and the pelvic floor are directly connected, because if you have a squeezed up, white knuckling, clutched pelvic floor, which most people don't realize they have it because it's subconscious, then guess what? Your organs are also going to be that way as well. Because if anything is squeezed, compressed, or dense, or thick, or tight, or contracted, then it's going to pull everything else above together as well. And the other thing too is we forget that our organs are wrapped in fascia as well. So if our pelvic floor is tight, our organs can't drop down into the base of our core. I mean, our pelvic floor is there essentially to not let our organs fall out of our body.
Right. So, exactly. Like, let's, right.
So it's, I mean, it's completely like, if you don't deal with that, both of those areas, then you're missing like the ability to really feel and enjoy pleasure. And also feel that instinct. Like right. like you said, the second
gut
brain.
Instinct, yeah.
Yes. And many people are so out of touch with that because they're too cerebral. So they're too in their mind. And that's another reason why many people can't enjoy pleasure or connection or intimacy, because they're so wound up. And many people don't even realize it's subconscious.
Well, this is what I was thinking when I was reading it. And I love the clutch. I love that you start out with like everyone's clutching their pelvic floor. And I thought, I don't even need you to come over and tell me that I'm likely clutching. Like, I know that I walk around in stress. Yeah. I'm trying to release it, but I'm like, I think, how would people know?
Well, if you have any lower back pain, if you have incontinence, if you have trouble like enjoying sex, if you have trouble having an orgasm, if you feel like tightness in your hamstrings, if you feel like you have not such good posture, if you feel like you can't take a deep breath, because the diaphragm is directly related to the pelvic floor as well.
Okay, so if literally
you feel
everybody.
The inability, I know, anxiety, depression. I mean, it's all connected because it's nervous system energy too. So that's why it's so interesting, because the book has the five power centers, which basically I look at areas.
Let's talk about those.
Yeah. So I look at it like we have these areas, and this is, again, going back to kind of my practice, and I've been working with people hands-on for about 20 years, and I've been seeing a lot of these patterns show up. And I wrote an article a few years ago on Goop that was called The Stress Containers. And it was where I said I kept feeling this density in the tissue. And it was the areas where the pelvic floor, the guts, and the lower back.
Through your years of work, right?
Through my hands-on work. Wow. So I guess I like to call it like being in the lab. Like, it's like case studies, feeling this and then feeling the same stuff come up over and over again. There was pelvic floor, belly, gut, lower back, and then the diaphragm, lungs, which, by the way, it seems so random, but like the diaphragm is the muscle that's responsible for taking our oxygen in and flushing the CO2 out. So can you imagine how important that is when dealing with stress?
Right.
It's incredible. Right. And also anxiety and stepping into our personal power. This is like where we, and then you'll notice someone will walk into a room, they'll be hunched over. You can tell like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Mm-hmm. They have anxiety.
Right.
You can
body
tell
language.
Just, yes. Exactly. Body language is massive. I'm like a big fan of that.
Yes.
I like studying people's bodies and the way they
Me
move
too.
And
Absolutely.
Express themselves and stuff like that. So then you have the diaphragm, lungs, and then you have the heart and shoulders, which people are always like, oh, I have knots in my shoulders. What is that about? And I'm like, well, usually it's from hunched over posture, because your tissues in the back are being pulled on and then the scar tissue builds up to sort of hold you up in gravity. So the heart, and the heart is obviously like, you know, giving and receiving love. And, you know, we hold a lot of resentment in this area in the armpits and the victimhood.
Is that the deep core, the upper core?
That, well, so
I have
we have
your five power centers.
Yes,
in front
thank
of
you.
Me.
So we have the pelvic floor, then we have the deep core, then we have the upper core, then we have the heart and shoulders,
and
then
head.
The head, neck and jaw, and the throat. And that's where swallowed emotions get lodged.
In our jaw
and our throat area, which, you know, again, emotions are not bad. They're amazing. We need to have them. We want to feel them. It's just a matter of letting them flow out. And that's why I created something called movement medicine, which I didn't make that word up, but I just think it resonates with people. And that's why I have the whole online platform to offer people all these different ways of moving and freeing up this energy. And we need it more now than ever in our society.
Well, that's the amazing thing. So in your 20 years of studying it, then this book, like, congratulations, because this is really the book that is going to heal. You don't have to see Lauren. I'm lucky I get to be friends with her and see her, but you don't even have to.
Yeah. If they buy the book pre-sale, and we're going to extend it past, they will get free access to the studio for a month.
Okay, you guys, then do that.
Which is like a great pre-sale campaign. And the website is powersourcebook.com.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Powersourcebook.com. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, even more Lauren. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. So these 5 different areas, the 5 power centers, and you're like, find your own superpower. I just love the way it's just so easy to read and so easy to navigate. Let's talk about, I guess the deep core is more of like where our sensual, I mean, it's all related, but yeah, that's the sensuality. Pelvic, the sensuality.
Deep core and pelvic floor, again, directly connected for sure. I mean, they're all connected, but if you don't get to the pelvic floor, the root of it all, then all the other ones are going to stay kind of tight and stagnant and blocked. So you've got to like start from the bottom and work the way up.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, that's the way I look at it. If people are open to it, it's definitely like an area of the body that, first of all, wasn't really even touched even in physical therapy until a few years ago.
Right. That's why I just discovered the physical
therapy. Which is amazing, by the way. Let's just like cheer that on. Like now we actually have these amazing things that we can do to look after that part of our body, whether it's like getting a pelvic floor therapist or, you know, those treatments they do now. It's incredible.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is turning on the neuromuscular connection from the brain to the body and reawakening that part. That's the thing. And so by sitting on the sphere, you have this sensory connection. You know how they say how powerful like touch is? Mm-hmm. So if you're just touched in that area, you know, you wrap your sits bones around over the ball and you just kind of sit on it like you would like if you were sitting in a yoga pose or a meditation pose. And all of a sudden, you can feel that circular hammock of muscles. Okay, so most of the time our pelvic floor is concentric, which is, you know, clutching. Okay. Yeah, so clutching. If it's a hammock of muscles, it's clutching inward. The only way we can really create eccentric length, which is what it needs. It doesn't need to be, people are always like, oh, you want a tight pelvic floor. I'm like, no, you want a resilient pelvic floor. You want a pelvic floor that can expand and contract. And that's when you actually start, like in sex, that's when you can really affect, I mean, if you're having like heterosexual sex and you want to do the Kegel while you're having sex, you want to be able to open it and tighten it. Right. Because the other thing that's really interesting, and I think your audience would totally love this, is that the constant contraction is actually going to weaken it. It's called hypertonic. So it's just going to make it tighter, weaker, stuck. It's really about creating that length. And then you'll be stronger.
So
you'll
tighten it in more. So the Kegel is how we talk about it is like maybe often too much of a clench and not as much about the release.
Thank you. You nailed it. Exactly. Yeah. So the Kegels, I'm not against it. I do mention it. But I try not to just focus on that because it's not about more squeezing.
Right.
And that's the thing. A lot of these apps out there and everything are like about more squeezing.
Yeah.
But really we need, and the way we can open it is by sitting on the sphere, by doing deep squats, by getting in and, you know, opening up the rotations in the hamstrings and the inner thighs, and because it's all connected.
It's even all the connected.
Feet. The feet are connected to the pelvic floor. It's crazy. God,
yeah. They're always saying like, yeah, feet on the ground, spread out your toes, yeah, like in yoga. And it really does work.
It does.
So let's talk about in your 20 years in your lab with all the women that you work with, what
and, men.
Okay. So let's start with the women. Oh, yeah.
Oh, pro athletes are obsessed with this work because they can jump higher. They're more quick, like they're more dynamic. They have a quicker reaction. They're more connected to their core. Wow. I mean, there's so many benefits to this work that it's just like, it's basically
anyone
like.
Anyone else doing this? I don't even know. I don't even care about them if they are, but I feel like Lauren's the only one. But I had never heard about all this. I mean, we're all piecing it together now. Yeah. But what have you heard back from then? About their sex life. Like, I'm sure they're like, oh, Lauren.
Makes me so happy.
Tell me what kind of things from opening up. I can only imagine that we're telling ourselves that it's so many other, and, you know, problems, but really it could just be that we're clutched and you've helped them release.
So, well, first of all, like, there's so many layers to that question. I love that question because I feel so excited about, like, you know, awakening this area of the body. And then, so the first layer is when you learn to, like, let go of the control and be a little bit more and be less in the force and more in the flow. All of a sudden, your life is more fun and more enjoyable. So that's number one, right? That's the first step, like, I can take a deep breath and I can enjoy this instead of always like, what's the next thing? Where am I off to next? Always thinking of what's next rather than being, I mean, God, we all work so hard. We got to enjoy our lives and our bodies.
It's hard.
And then awakening the sensuality, the feeling again. So feeling those parts of their body, the neuromuscular connections. And then obviously like the big one is a lot of the husbands love me for the wives because they're like, oh my God, my wife wants to have sex again. Like she's awoken that area.
She's
like
awoke,
it's an
right?
energy thing,
exactly.
Right? It's like she is no longer like either feeling not confident down there, feeling like either too tight or even in pain. I mean, some women post-baby or even without post-baby have like it hurts to have sex.
Yes.
Because they're so tight.
Right. And it could have started as a child. They had motions that like people who have
the reactive state.
Yeah. Vaginismus or all the other things that women have that are troubling, that they have painful
Absolutely.
Sex. And I'd often say, go to a pelvic floor physical therapist. Your gynecologist might not recognize it, like figure it out. But this would be another way that I think I'm sure a lot of women with pain have been released
big
from
time.
Their pain.
Oh, yeah. Big time. And so it's just, and then it's just like embodying that or like really awakening this part of their body that they didn't even realize was there for them and realizing that it's a part of their strength and their core and then kind of reframing the whole thing and not being like in this Puritan sort of uptight, stick up our ass like culture and being like, wow, like look at how other cultures walk and move. Like in Brazil, they move their hips side to side. In Africa, like that's the way our body is supposed to move.
And we're just so freaking uptight here.
So uptight. Like I've studied it even in like the subways and stuff like in the Western world, especially in New York City. And like you can just see like there's no movement in the hips. Like it's just like a rock.
People are just,
I mean, so that's why men have a lot of premature ejaculation because they're so tight there. So then all of a sudden they get some friction and it's like, boom, they have no control.
Wow. It makes so much sense.
Yeah.
It makes so much sense that would be part of the problem for men because I always say like a lot of what I do when people call in, they're asking questions, it's mind stuff. And I'm always like, relax, be more mindful during sex, be more, get into your body, feel your senses, you know, what's going on in the moment rather than in your head. But like,
beautiful advice.
And I feel like that this work. Thank you.
No, it really is.
But it's so hard to do if you've never done anything mindful.
The tools. And we need, that's why I like this work because it really is so tangible. You can feel it immediately. It's like, and then by doing it as a ritual on a daily basis or weekly basis or whatever, you start deepening it more. And then that tactile sensation is a very practical way. You can even sit on the ball when you're driving. You know, you can sit on it while you're driving and you can do, like if you don't have time to like do it when you're busy in your day or whatever, or even at your office.
I was gonna ask you how
you can sit on it at your office. I mean, honestly, the more you do it, the more connected you're gonna be to it. The more
even
you
just
move your
ball.
Sit on the ball, like make sure it's not super full. It's like 60-70% full of air. You sit on it, and then you can just like do hip circles, and you'll feel the sits bones expanding over it, and then the lower back releases, and then you can do the Kegels while it's open like that.
Wow.
So you have that eccentric link I was saying, and then you do the contractions around it and you can start feeling it. So it's really turning on this brain body connection.
you do go to other countries, and even like when women give birth, like in France, when they leave, they give them some ways to build their pelvic floor. They give them like the Apex, which we talk about on the show, which uses electromagnetic stimulation to help.
Amazing.
Yeah, but we don't. But here it's like nothing. Go off and have a kid, and then you're fine. And then we all are talking to each other. Aren't you kind of mad sometimes? Like I get upset with Western medicine, just women are so floundering around that every time I'm out with my girlfriends, and I'm sure Lauren, we're the same way. They're like, perimenopause or after childbirth, or why am I sneezing and peeing, or why can I have orgasms? And it's like, we all have to help each other, but there's no one in the, well, I talked to my gyno and it was nothing. And I keep veering people more towards other modalities because it's our doctors don't know, but we were raised like, they're going to help you, but they're going to give you a pill and some. Yeah. Something and tell you, but when we're just disconnected.
That's exactly it. A lot of the women that I've worked with that have these issues, basically a lot of the doctors have told them, you know, you're just stuck with this. This is your new reality. And I'm like, fuck that. I've had two babies and I'm like, I had incontinence after my first baby who is now 6 and a half. And my doctor said, you just have to deal with it. And I'm like going, F that. That's not the way I roll, dude. Right. I'm going to figure this out. Right. Like, I already knew about the pelvic floor when I had my baby. Right. And, you know, and then it put me even more on this quest to figure this out. So that was like, for me, like the pelvic floor thing for me, I knew about it. I was doing sessions on it. But, you know, until you have a baby, you really don't realize like what women are dealing with. Like, it's like, you know, it's intense. Like you go through, I mean, I guess in a way, I hate to use the word trauma, but it is trauma.
No, it is trauma to your body.
It is. And it's not fun. No. And it hurts and you have to heal after and you bleed a lot and it's, you know, I mean, it's meant to be. And I'm like, I feel like it's an amazing thing that the human body can actually do that. Like to me, it's like kind of the most like alien thing that a human body can do. Right. It's like this miracle. But anyway, it's traumatizing. And so that's when I started using myself as a guinea pig and working with a lot of these women and developing this method. And then I also incorporate, and I do talk about it in the book, but the rebounder.
I was going to talk about the rebounder, which is a lot of women's nightmare just to jump on a trampoline.
I know.
That's always like the thing. Like I jumped on a trampoline and then I peed in my pants.
Haven't you been seeing that more on social media these days too? Like people are kind of talking about
urinary incontinence. Yeah. And like I can't do the trampoline.
And it's like it was just on the Today Show. There was like not one third, maybe one third of women or more has some sort of incontinence. And it's not only from post-baby, by the way. It's from gravity, from sitting too much, from that hypertonic squeezing, clutching weakens, then the organs drop down. So the organs are not in a good position. So there's a lot of factors. So I actually basically created a program where you do the ball work, which helps activate and strengthen. And then you do a lot of inversions and inversion work. And then obviously you work through all the power sources and then you bounce on the rebounder, but not like in the way that people think of it like Jane Fonda. You have to start a very light bounce. They've done a lot of research in Germany and there's a woman that's a physical therapist that actually puts a thing up inside to test, like it's an electrode, to test the tone. So what happens is when you stand on a rebounder, or when you stand or even gently bounce on the rebounder, you're getting what I was saying earlier, you're getting the eccentric opening, so you're getting the resilience. So every time you lift up, and then on the way down, the pelvic floor hammock opens. And then when you jump up, it closes.
Are you supposed to be doing anything?
No, that's the beauty of it. You don't have to do anything. All you do is you can stand and sway if you really have like a weak pelvic floor and you have to pee all the time, even just, you know, standing on it. You can sway, you can twist, and then little by little, don't jump, but you just bounce. And then if you feel like you have to pee, you go empty your bladder and you get back on again. It will happen in like 30 days, literally. Like, and then by adding the ball work, the body sphere work,
because you're opening
with the rebounder, it's like out of this world. It is a game changer.
That's how I got. So did all your friends come over and start jumping on the rebounder? Where they're Lauren, good to see you.
It was amazing.
Do you mind if I just bounce here for a sec? I bounced on it at her house. I'm like, I want this.
I know. I wrote about this on Goop and it was like a side note of something. And it blew up. Like people were like, oh my God, that's going to help my pelvic floor. And I've had so many women write in and they're like, I was so scared about, you know, bouncing on the rebound or the, you know, trampoline. And now I get it. Cause it's, you know, it's sort of that same thing. Like in the world, like everybody like, oh, okay, I'm going to do that. And I'm going to do it. Like,
well, that's the thing.
1,000%. Like, no, get on that thing.
Right. Like this is not stressful. Right.
None of this is stressful. This is what I like too.
It's just and Lauren is chill. Like it is the opposite. You're like every single day, you must do this or do that, and you do have some great. Right. So, well, first of all, I love that because that you're not saying every morning. Although it would be nice to stretch every morning when you get up, but it does help.
Yes.
I have it by my bed, the roller. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to roll. Like, it does help. You kind of covered all the chakras and the diet and the food and the certain things you should eat, like alkaline and non-alkaline food, which apparently I eat a lot of high alkaline food. But it's helpful, like just different ways. But you're not hitting, you're not beating us over the head with it. Like, even if we're just doing the exercises, that would be enough.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the thing
what about
is...
diet, too?
I think, okay, so
everyone's
that's
got a
big
diet
one.
For us now.
Diet is... Okay, so I think we talked about this when we chatted the first time I came over. And people want to go on these diets. They want to... And everything is so specific right now. But then what it's doing is it's taking the power out of the person and making you do their program.
Right.
And the reality is we're all so different. And the way that we're going to learn about what our bodies need is by calming our nervous system down and reconnecting to ourselves and feeling again. I have seen people reduce 90% of sugar cravings by doing this work. So can you imagine? Because stress, you want to eat sugar when you're stressed.
Right.
So there's so many factors that are related.
We go through a lot of sugar in this office. I'm just saying.
Well, no, it's, but it's,
I get it.
Really. And then
it does.
And the other thing too, I always say to people is like, stress is a reaction. So even your language around stress, like changing your language around it, like I have to go to work or I have to do this. Like I get to do this. Mm-hmm. I get to pay my rent. I get to pay my mortgage. I get to go pick up my girls from school. Not like I have to. So I talk about that in the book too. Yeah. Conscious language can shift because every thought and everything we say in a way is an intention or a prayer. So that has a lot of power behind it. And that's why I always say the power source, because this to me is about empowering you, empowering ourselves to be our best selves by learning how to not just do whatever diet is out there, but like tune in, calm yourself, calm your fucking down, dude, so that you can feel your own self again and actually make the decisions based on yourself. To me, it's, I call it intuitive eating.
Yeah.
You know what
know.
I mean?
You'll
like,
know.
You
when
know.
You...
And you're going to feel it in your belly right away. Or your skin is going to, you know, your skin will tell you something if you're breaking out or, you know, like, again, hormones. Hormones are all nervous system regulated, you know, from your glands.
Right.
So
it's
hormones
so
are food.
Though.
And
yeah.
But I really feel like, I mean, if the food thing is so important, but you're going to want to eat healthier when you're more calm. Because you're going to want to nourish yourself. Because you're also making yourself a priority.
Yeah.
And that's
you're really
a big
learning
part of
to like love and connect yourself. We are all, and we're not just that we're disconnected to our pelvic floor. We're disconnected to our bodies. Like we have an ache. We're like, I don't know how I got that. Or we don't really know what's going on. So by being connected, I kind of like that. It's like a different way of thinking about it than just, because it is just a doing, if you buy this diet book because this person says this or that, it's like, it might've worked for them and healed them, but we're all so different. So this is so intuitive, which all of this is. Mm-hmm. So if we all calm down, and breath is a big part of it.
Huge.
And that's something, you have some great breath exercises in here too that I was saying that, like, I feel like a lot of us are not even taught, not are we not only taught about our pelvic floor, but we're not taught how to breathe properly.
So true.
So where would we, could we do a great breath exercises that could calm us down right now? What would we do right now?
I love that.
I know. I thought we could do like the detoxifying one.
Yeah, we can
do. I've written it down.
Let's do the lung breath, because one of the things I think is really powerful too is, and I've found in teaching classes and doing workshops, is when people actually have the visualization of what's happening in their body and why they should do it.
Okay.
They're more inspired to do it, and they're making the choice because they're like, oh, wow. Like, why don't we just do, let's do a little visualization of a deep breath.
I love it.
You guys want to do it?
Yes, we're all going to do it.
Okay. So we're going to just sit up straight in our chair as much as possible. Emily's already doing it. I love it.
Good student.
And then stand in your feet. So you're still sitting, but your feet are grounded about hip width apart. And then feel your big toe, pinky toe, and heel. And you can do this anywhere, anytime. You could put a little towel behind your lower back if that helps, just to like get your spine really tall so you can feel that energy going up and down your spine. And now let's just take a deep breath in. And as you breathe in through your nose, you're going to feel naturally your diaphragm is going to press down into your organs and then down into your pelvic floor. Hold the breath in, a little more in, sip a little more air in. And then slowly exhale through the mouth. And now go ahead and vibrate it out through your throat, because that actually clears those swallowed emotions too. Vibrates it out. Yeah. And then inhale through the nose, sitting up nice and tall, shoulders are relaxed. Opening those lungs three-dimensionally, creating that elasticity in the lungs and ribs. Hold it, feeling a little more air in the second time. And then exhale through the mouth. That surrender exhale, that really brings your body into that parasympathetic state of the nervous system. And again, inhale through the nose. Hold it at the top. Feel like you're breathing down into your pelvic floor as well. Feel that expansion opening like a flower blooming. And then exhale. Everything just naturally contracts and all that CO2 gets wrung out. All the toxic air gets out of the body. Let's do one more.
Oh, so good.
Inhale through the nose. Filling up the lungs three-dimensionally. Sitting up nice and tall. Shoulders relaxed. Breathing to the pelvic floor and to the top of the head. And then exhale. That surrender. Good. And then slowly open your eyes and you can feel the energy in the room changes completely, right? So you feel just that sense of calm, that sense of groundedness, that sense of presence.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh my God.
They call it presence for a reason, right?
I see. A presence. Lauren just got clear. And you know what I love about that breath is, and this is what I've been learning, that extra sip of air at the top. Like when you think you can't, this is how you learn to breathe properly.
You're clearing the cobwebs.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Most people
feel that. Yeah. What do you feel?
I want to say, so I do a lot of meditation and breathing practices as well. And I have never felt so tall and lengthy in a breath practice like that before.
Ooh,
ever.
I love
it was just
that.
Four breaths. But I felt so tall and just up when you said to the pelvic floor all the way to your head. And I was like,
right? That's it.
A pillar.
Yeah, when you bring in that level of awareness and you sort of realize that that's where the breath is going, it's going and expanding in all areas
the
of the body. And that when you functionally can visualize that visualization is really powerful in the shift.
Absolutely. I love that we just did that because I'm always telling people, you guys, when you want to meditate or be present, breathe to your pelvic floor.
And I love it.
And I say it, but I don't know if people, I'm like, you're not really going to your pelvic, but if you imagine it, the visualization is the other part of it. And I was able to be it's going in both places.
Yeah. And I just read the audiobook too. And so I guide people through each of the power centers in the audiobook and read through each of them.
So you say that this, and I always say this about when people call in or talk about self-confidence and how do I get my partner to be more self-confident or how do I get them to be more sexual? And I'm like, it's an inside job. We have to all do our own work. And you also say in here, you use those same words. It's an inside job. So how do we explain this to our partners, maybe what we're working on? And what if they aren't really along for that ride? What if we feel transformation and they don't? And also, how do we explain the part about just being an inside job? How do you explain inside
job? Okay, so that's actually a great question. I guess it depends on, I wrote the book for women, but I also wrote my first book for women and it was the number one bestseller in men's health on Amazon. So it's really interesting. So what I really think is powerful about and practical is the science. Whenever you can, especially if, let's just say it's the males that are more kind of not receiving it or whatnot, bringing in the science part and then bringing in the fact that pro athletes all over the world are using this sort of work to be at their best level. All of a sudden the guys are like, okay, tell me more.
Exactly.
Oh, you mean I can actually have more stamina in the bedroom? I can have more control in, my
ejaculatory
orgasm?
Ejaculatory control, so that's what
you're
hearing
from
men
too. That's one of the
main
benefits for men. A lot of my pro athletes have, and they've been like, thanks, Lo. I love
that.
They
must be like, well, that makes so much sense to me. I hadn't even thought about the PE part until you said it.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
I mean, that's a huge problem.
It's
this
massive.
Is literally a healing.
So that, to me, awakens that for men, big time. And if a woman is not into it because they're like, oh, it's too woo-woo and whatever, I mean, I would, again, bring the science part into it and discuss, what's happening and how it reboots your metabolism. I talk so much about breathing and how... Well, did you know that how we actually lose fat in our body is through CO2? So the way we actually lose fat is through breath, which is people are like, oh my God.
Okay,
I'll breathe.
Right,
please, I'll breathe.
But how do you remind people a conscious breath? It's like, have you felt that doing this through this work that you just learned now it's just that automatic your breaths are deeper? Or do you still find sometimes that you have...
Oh, we all find that time where you feel that sort of anxious energy. But... what I always say, and I say this a lot, I'm sure I said it to you in our session, is, most people have, we all have the capacity to take about 2 gallons worth of oxygen into our lungs. But most people are taking about 20 to 30% of that capacity on a daily basis. So you can imagine how that would affect your nervous system, your hormones, your metabolism, your ability to deal with stress, you know, being in that basically that that sympathetic state of the nervous system about, you know, fight or flight. So if we're not taking those deep voluminous breaths, then we're missing out on, I always like to say, the way we breathe is the way we live.
Yeah.
So we're missing out on a lot of depth in life. You know?
So true.
Yeah.
I gotta let that sink in for a minute. All so you shallow why breathers not? With your why shallow lives.
We want to do everything else deep. We want to have deep sex. So right. We want to have, you know what I mean? Like, we want to have deep connections. We want to have deep pockets. We want to have deep everything. Like, why wouldn't we want to breathe deep too? Because that's the beginning of it all.
We don't even know that we're not. And then we don't really know how. And breath during sex. What I love is all the connective areas in here is that breathing during sex helps facilitate orgasm because we're holding our breath. But then to add in this, like, practicing it when you're not just having sex but in day-to-day life, like, even when I'm stressed, when I'm driving, or, you know, I feel like if I'm going somewhere and I'm like stressed out or thinking about what's happening, I really do, I'm like, be present, put my hands on the steering wheel, what am I listening to, I engage my senses, and then I just do 10 deep breaths sometimes, even just deeper than normal, and it really does work, you guys. If right now you're listening going, I'm stressed out, it's just breath, and then I'm going to sit on your ball now when I'm driving. Yes. I won't have that anymore.
Or the dome or behind your lower back. It's phenomenal. Or behind the shoulder blades while you're driving or on an airplane. It's like,
in bed, because after I got sick, I would just lie there with the half dome on my aligned dome. I want to say it right. The half dome?
The aligned dome.
The aligned dome. Half domes that Yosemite, right?
Yeah.
The aligned dome and under my leg, and just realizing like my thigh is like opening up, like you just move it with the point. It's just
not to
so
mention
smart.
Flushing the lymphatic system and getting rid of toxins and reducing cellulite. And I mean, it's
it's like this.
That's what rolling is. That's why fascia is so fascinating.
Fascia is fascinating, and no one really understands this stuff.
Yeah.
But you do, Lauren.
But it is definitely having a moment right now, and it's not going anywhere because I think it's the beginning too.
Thank you for bringing the moment to the world. You're doing such amazing work, Lauren. I can't wait for everybody to read The Power Source. It's coming out just in a few days. So, let's brainstorm here. What could people, we want to do some giveaways.
Love it.
Of the whole, so people can get the book, they can get your kit.
Yes.
How do you, all three? And
well, basically, I have two rollers. I have the big 36-inch one and then the small travel one, which is 12 inches. And then I have the three new products, the Body Sphere, the Align Domes, which come in a two-pack because you can use them for your hands and feet. It's phenomenal. And then I have the little mini Infinity Roll. So we'd love to do a giveaway with a few of those kits along with the book.
Ooh, okay.
Which would be like, and then even a rebounder too, Bellicon Low Rocks rebounder.
Oh my God. Okay, so what... In your life, like how you felt more open sexually, like did it impact your sex life? I'm sure it has, but
absolutely.
Like, were you like orgasmic more?
Oh my gosh, yes. I mean, I think so because of just that idea of expansion and letting go a little more and just surrendering and allowing, like that's that flow that we always talk about. And also, like, what happens is those inhibitions lie away, so you become, it's almost like you get to be transformed into this moment of pleasure where you're, because you're not even in your head, you're just feeling.
It's not even a battle anymore.
Yeah, you're feeling the energy connect, you're feeling, like, inhibitions, and then also, like, making noises, like, you know, being sensual, like, making sounds. Like,
you have
that's
to make
actually
sounds. It's good
really,
for you.
And that's, by the way, that's ancient stuff, like, from, like, Omin, you know, they do that, like, Omin and yoga. Well, in my researching for this book, too, is, like, I found that, like, that idea of Omin or, like, even, I mean, what do you call it when you... Moaning.
I'm like, Omin or moaning.
Omin and moaning. It's like the same.
It helps
basically
facilitate more pleasure.
It really does. And it's a vibration.
It is. We talk about this a lot. I'm like, what people need to make more noise during sex. I think we are used to maybe being silent because we were masturbating or our parents are going to walk in. Or we feel like we're being judged, not the right noise. But once you are more relaxed, you realize that you just let go, like make some noise.
You let go, you allow, you feel the energy. Like, I know it sounds cheesy. I always say when I met Gus, like we had this connection of like the five power centers all connected. It was like they all aligned and there was like this fire that lit up. We could feel it on every level. And so, but that feeling of sensuality and connection is, that's, you know, it's not just about sex. It's about these layers of connection and support and feeling like.
And more sensual than even the sexual. Yes.
Like, the sensuality when you have those other layers, like I was saying, like living deeper, breathing deeper, like sensuality, sexuality. It's not about like a quick fix. I mean, maybe it is sometimes, but like most of the time it's about like feeling again.
It's a practice.
Like, almost like. It's like an escape from reality where you're just so present with this other person's energy and you just feel so connected and whole. You know?
Yeah, I love it. Thank you. And I was actually just having a vision now. If couples did this together, that it's like...
Miracle.
I just thought about it. I mean, maybe, I don't know if you've had couples who've done it together, but I feel like, what if they're like 10 minutes? I mean, they don't... Like, I love that a lot of your videos are... In your courses, they're like 10, 15 minutes. It's like, oh, I can do this. It's not too much of a commitment. But then I felt good. I kept going and doing them. So I was like, oh, I don't know. That's something about me with my ADD. I'm like my producer, it's only 5 minutes, Emily. You can watch it, you know. But then if I'm in, I'm in. Like,
yeah.
So I think that's great, too. Couples could do this.
Couples. Like, well, because then if both of the people are becoming more present and more sensual and feeling more and less stressed and less of that armor being held around their bodies and their energy, then all of a sudden the ability to connect is so much better. And then you're able to not be in a blaming mode of do this, do that. You're like I always say, like, be the partner you want to be with, you know?
Be the person.
I mean, that's
not
my quote, but I love that.
Be the person you want to find.
Yes.
I read that. Who wrote that book? There was a book, I think it was Sherry Huber. I don't know if she's the one who said it, but yes, it's so true. Be the person you want to find.
True.
You're not a half person looking for your other half.
Like, if you want to find like a person that's sensual and feeling and connected and listening and present with you, then be that person and you will max.
Exactly.
It's literally quantum physics. It will happen.
It will happen.
Yeah. I talk about that in the book too, about writing the list of the person that you want to manifest.
Can we talk about that for a minute?
Yeah.
Because I've been really about that this year. And
love it.
Let's talk about writing the list.
Okay.
Where is it? I'm trying to remember where. Okay, yeah. So, I think it's important and people don't believe me. And I'm like, many people have done this and it works. They read it, they do it, they sage it, whatever, and writing it down and being intentional.
Okay, so the key to that is, again, not doing what you think the world wants you to do, but actually going within. The only way to go within is to go into that parasympathetic state of the nervous system to connect, to listen to your inner being, essentially. And then you write it down. And so when you write it down, that's just the mind part, okay? So the key is that you have to feel it. So your mind and thoughts have to match your emotions and your feelings. And so otherwise, you're doing this like an X. You're basically like, you're thinking one thing, but your body and your emotions are not matching that.
Right.
So nothing manifests, right? So they have to be in coherence, essentially, in order for that to become reality. So the best way to do that is write it down from the mind, because you have to use your thoughts to write it down and conceptualize it. But then you have to also decide, do you feel what you wrote down? Like, does it actually resonate in your system, in your cellular vibration? Then you have to put that list away and basically let it go. And you have to surrender.
To like, that's what I want.
You have to let it go, and you have to allow the universe to bring that energy into your life. And that is trusting the magic of the unknown. That's one of my affirmations every morning. I trust the magic of the unknown, because there are so many gifts in the magic of the unknown. And I know it sounds woo-woo, but it is science.
Yes.
Quantum physics. It is like literally like energy attracts like energy.
It's true. I don't think it's woo-woo, but I know that people do. And it's just so important to remember that it's true. What you manifest, what you believe, what you put out there. But it's a life practice. It's hard to remember sometimes, but you're right. So you wake up and then, so have you had, is this how you found Gus?
Yes. So that's the story I talk about in the book.
Okay, I don't know how, okay.
No, it's fine. And I'm sure, I mean, it's something I talk a lot about. We both wrote these lists like a year before meeting each other. We both wrote lists.
He did it too?
Yeah. So then we got set up on this blind date, which was like a miracle. Neither of us were looking for it. We were both kind of over it. Like, no, you know, we were kind of like, I don't think I ever want to get married. I don't think I want to have kids. Like, and he was kind of like, had been there, done that, dated all these women. So we met on that blind date, and I just saw him like at the bar. I saw his back and he was turning to the side, and I was like, please let that be him. Please let that be him.
Oh my God.
He had this big, strong back. And I was just like, he just like melted me. And then we met, and it was like, I mean, no looking back.
Oh my God. Know? And how long ago had you written that list?
We both, I mean, we were on a hike like maybe 3 months into dating, and I'm like, yeah, I wrote this list. He's like, I wrote a list too. His friend, his girlfriend, friend that was a girl, was like, you have to write this list. He was kind of like, ah, no, that's cheesy or whatever. And she made him do it, and he did it. And
see, this is what I've been saying. We all in here, we're going to do this. We still can do this list. We're going to follow Lauren's list.
You guys, it's so powerful too. But I think the most important thing is that it has to really be you, like your authentic.
Yeah.
Not what you think
the world. Not your parents think you want.
Yeah.
I've done exactly. I did a list. I don't know a while ago, but I was saying that I never really was as interested in finding someone until recently. In a way.
There you go.
Like, it sounds so interesting. See, like, not that I can date people, but yeah. And I'm like, you guys, everyone does these lists and they work. So I love these stories.
They really do work.
I hear them a lot. Okay, so thank you, Lauren Rox, for being here. The Power Source is her book. Enter the contest. We explained to you earlier. Also, I've got 5 questions that I ask my guests. I'm going to ask you. Okay, ready?
Okay, these are
quick questions. What's one thing you would tell your younger self about sex and relationships? There's one thing.
I would say, oh my gosh, man, I struggled back in the day. Like, I would say, you're like, just believe in yourself. It's all going to happen for you. It's all going to fall in place and you will find the love of your life.
So. What's your favorite personality trait in another person?
Oh, gosh. Kindness. Yeah.
How would you describe your relationship in 3 words? Or sex life or relationship? I don't know which one you want to pick.
3 words. I mean, love of my life, really.
Love it. So, something random that turns you on.
Oh my God. I mean, is it a mental thing or
probably. It could be anything.
Just like when my husband like grabs my waist and you know, like the hourglass area, like that just is so sexy to me, you know, around the hip.
Yes.
Ugh. It's a turn on.
Totally. Get that. Okay. Number one relationship tip.
Oh, relationship tip. I think it would be the partner you want to be with.
That's good. Okay. Thank you so much, Lauren, for being here.
Thank you.
Good luck with the book. Everyone check out The Power Source.
Thanks, you guys.
Hope you enjoyed the show with Lauren. I know I enjoyed talking to her. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Thanks to my amazing team, Ken, Kristen, Michelle, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.